Stag, this is dictating on Nidia Torres Vargas. Nidia, N as in Nancy, N-I-D-I-A, Torres, T as in Thomas, T-O-R-R-E-S, Vargas, V-A-R-G-A-S. Date of birth is 11/29/85. Date of visit is 11/16/23. Please make a copy for Tamika Robertson, APRN. Tamika, T-A-M-I-K-A, Robertson, R-O-V-E-R-T-S-O-N. Next paragraph, dear Tamika, thank you for sending Nidia Vargas for evaluation. Next, chief complaint is history of pneumonia. Next paragraph is for dentist. This is a 37-year-old female with a recent history of pneumonia. Sent for a CT of the abdomen. For evaluation of abdominal pains and anemia. Period. The patient had the CT abdomen on 9/15/23, which showed lower lung fields to have bibasal or interstitial markings due to atelectasis and or lung infiltrates. Period. She also had a prominent paraesophageal lymph node. And there was no chest CT done. Period. The patient presently has no shortness of breath except for the exertion, and she denies wheezing or significant coughing spells, and she has no fevers or chills. She has a history of pneumonia. She did have some nasal congestion and post-nasal drip. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of C-section and a history of nasal surgery for septal deviation. She also had umbilical hernia repair and liposuction of the lower abdomen. She has been treated for UTIs. And there is no history of hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph. Med list included doxycycline 100 milligrams daily, omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, levothyroxine 100 micrograms a day, oral iron 1 daily. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies history of smoking, no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history, both parents in good health. Mother has hypertension, and grandmother had lung disease. And next paragraph, review of systems. Review of systems, the patient denies weight loss but has fatigue. No double vision or cataracts. No vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency or burning. And no shortness of breath or wheezing. Denies abdominal pains but has some reflux symptoms and nausea, no diarrhea. Then I have chest or jaw pain, no palpitations or leg swelling, no depression or anxiety. She has no easy bruising, and she has no joint pains or muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. I'm sorry, allergies to allergies unlisted period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This is an averagely built young female who's in acute distress. No pallor, sinus, rictus, prophylloedema. Blood pressure. 10 over 60, pulse 88, respiration 16. Temperature 97.5, weight is 130 pounds, saturation 96. HEND abnormal cephalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Next supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with essentially clear lung fields, no crackles or wheezes. Autism for regulars, no nesto, no murmur, abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, and the extremities with no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bibasilar lung infiltrates with atelectasis. Number 2 is anemia. Number 3, history of pneumonia. Number 4, UTI. Number 5, hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, plan. The patient will get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. Get a CBC and basic metabolic profile and IgE level. She was advised to use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN for shortness of breath. Advised to come back for follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Tamika Robertson, APRN. Give us Dr. Souza.